Welcome to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast.
Well, we're hanging with Josh Baldwin. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Yeah. Get to know you a little bit better. Why don't we start from the beginning? How did you come to know Jesus?
All right.
Let's start before that.
How did your parents meet? I was born on a Sunday in church the next, literally, actually.
But into like a Christian family?
Yeah, my dad's a pastor. He's still a pastor, still travels and speaks and has written some books. But he was also in where he was our worship leader too, and he was big into music. So
was this a small church then, or?
I'm from a small town in North Carolina. So, you know, it's like 14,000 people in my whole town, county. And our church got up close to 1,000, which in our little county.
That's pretty.
It was the big church in the county.
Yeah. You know?
But still, you know, very small town church and all. And so, I mean, I grew up in church. I don't remember life without church and the Lord. And I came to know Jesus just through that, through my family, really, my parents. And that's how I got into music, was playing drums with my dad at church. I think I was 12 when I started officially doing it. I mean, I would jump up there, but like our drummer moved away. And so I was like next in line. I was the next best, which didn't mean, I mean, it doesn't mean much. We didn't have like, you know, a long list
right.
of great musicians, but I was it. So that's when it kind of, the bug like hit me of just wanting to be a part of music. And
that's cool. So you're a preacher's kid.
I'm a PK. Yeah.
Did you go through typical preacher's kid rebellion?
No, I didn't.
Wow.
I knew that was your next question. I was like, were you like a bad preacher's kid? No.
Well, when are you going to do it then?
I know. No, seriously. Any minute now, yeah. Honestly, I didn't. I was a pretty good kid. My sister was more of the, she probably was more of the preacher's kid who rebelled a little bit, but is back and loves Jesus. She always loved Jesus. She just tested the waters a little bit more and tested the boundaries more than I did. But I don't know. I had a healthy fear of my father and probably the Lord, and just kind of like knew at least like the direction I wanted to go. And I wasn't a super bad kid, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was a goody two shoe kind of boy. But
yeah, you said a healthy fear of your father, and I wonder.
I mean that in the best way.
Yeah, right.
I mean, just like, I didn't want to disappoint, you know.
Well, that's a good way to view
yeah.
it. Like, my wife, her dad was a police officer.
Yeah.
And so, like, the best interrogation techniques conceive of.
Sure,
and so that's where she was afraid of, you know, she didn't ever want to get in trouble
because
she would get in trouble.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, me and my dad were close and are still close. And so I think I was just like, I don't want to like, what would my dad think if I did this or, you know, what?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that ended up being like a healthy view of who the Lord is in my life too, is just because I have a great father. So, I mean, both of those came hand in hand of like, well, what would the Lord, you know, if he's watching me right now. And so, I mean, there was definitely going to be discipline if I were to step out, but it wasn't that as much as it was just like, I love my dad. I don't want to hurt him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's great. Fun. Talk about your family.
I'm married and I have two kids. They are, my daughter turns 10 in a week and a half. And my son, he's 8, he's almost 9. So they're pretty close. They're like 14 months apart and they're great. They're amazing. They're very opposite, but it works out great. They get along. We've moved across the country with them twice, from North Carolina to California. And we were out in Redding for 6 years. And then we just moved back to the Nashville area in January. So it's been great that they've had each other. They're like pretty close together.
How has moving affected them as kids? Is it tough?
Well, the first one, we moved from Charlotte to Redding, California. And I mean, they were so little, they didn't really know the difference. But I think I'm coming back because this, you know, it's pretty fresh January since we moved here, and it was tough for them to leave their friends, but also we travel a lot and we take them with us a good amount. So, I mean, I look at them and then think about my childhood and how we moved like a little bit, and like, we only moved from like, you know, an hour, like a town, an hour down the road, you know, and that just like gutted me.
Yeah,
like
some pastors move around all over the place and some don't move as much.
Right.
So.
And we did it with my dad once. And that just like, ugh. I remember, yeah, it was hard. But my kids, it was hard for them, but I think they're so used to us moving. or of traveling, and we stay in contact pretty good with our friends. Honestly, I mean, the funny thing is technology now makes it.
Oh, I know.
You feel so, they feel so much closer to their friends who still live in California, and then their cousins who live in Pennsylvania and North Carolina, that makes it easier. But then the Lord has been so faithful, and we moved here, and we were leaving a great neighborhood back in California with a lot of neighbors who went to our church, and they had, you know, tons of friends in the neighborhood they would play with. So we were leaving that and coming here to a neighborhood where we didn't know anyone. And we were just like, Lord, just please, we need, just give us grace, give us good neighbors. And we moved like right in between two houses where, first of all, both of the dads are eye doctors, which is crazy.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And there's five kids in each house. They all live, I mean, they're Christians. They love Jesus. They each have three kids, our kids. So they're just outside playing all the time. It's just, it was like, we couldn't have like asked the Lord for a better situation for our kids coming here. So yeah, they're handling pretty well for kids who have 8 and 9 moved across the country and away from their friends. But
talk about the song Into the Wild.
And it's a great segue from talking about my kids, because my son is in the music video for Into the Wild. I think the original idea for the song just came from thinking about like a journey with the Lord, and how a lot of times it feels more crazy and like you're jumping out into something unknown than it does safe in a way. I remember somebody said, that was our pastor, said, God's good, but he's not safe. He's not always safe, you know? And I mean it like, there's a lot of times that we are asked to do things that just don't make sense to us. It's like, what? That doesn't feel like very comfortable, Lord. And really it's like, that feels like this journey with him is just day after day of like stepping out into something unknown. And so that's how it started. The song started. And then thinking about mainly that first chord, the first verse, I had all of the whole song. We had written it. And then the first verse, the original verse, it just didn't feel like it fit to me. And I remember we were recording the song, and the day before we recorded it, I was in the shower, which is where I finish a lot of songs, I feel like.
Really?
I don't know why. I just like, there's such a freedom. You're just, you know.
Well, you sound amazing
in
there.
You sound great. Yeah. I remember thinking in the shower, like, that first verse, that's not it. Whatever I have is not it. I got to do something else. And I'm like, you're singing this tomorrow. You can't just change the verse. But I just started thinking about the disciples and them stepping out and following the Lord. And I just rewrote that whole first verse in the shower. There's a calling you placed upon my life. And step out with both. I just kept thinking about Peter and like, what did he know? Like, oh my gosh, when he said yes to Jesus, like, you know, however many months or years later, he's going to be walking on water. He's going to be like stepping out of a boat and doing something crazy because of this man who he's following. And what a wild adventure that is. And so that's where the song like landed for me, was just thinking about the disciples and how that applies to my life and stepping out. And then, yeah, with my son was in the music video, and he is the music video, which is funny. When we talked about doing that with him, they were like, we should have, my son's name is Bear. It's like, we should have Bear in the video, and we can, you know, we'll have him in there here and there. And I was like, oh yeah, that's great. And then come to find out, he pretty much is, this whole thing rested on my 8-year-old, 7-year-olds at that time. And I was like, wow, I hope he doesn't stink at this, because then we just won't have a video. But it turned out he's really great. He did great. We went to the Redwood Forest, and he got to, you know, get on his bike and be a kid, really, just in front of a camera. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. But it was just that picture of a father being with his son and just encouraging him to step out in faith and to just go into the wild, into this adventure with the Lord. So that, it's really special. It feels like a special song to our family.
Yeah. In particular, so. Stepping out in faith. How do you know, first of all, that what you're stepping into is not your plan, but God's plan?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a good, deep question.
Or whose dream is this? Is this my dream?
Right.
Is this your dream?
Well, I mean, I think I have to, because that does happen. Sometimes and I did this more before I was married, before I had my wife, too, because she's like the walking Holy Spirit in our home. She's just like, I feel like a lot of times I would have these dreams, and then I would like pull back and not want to go after them, because I thought like, oh no, that's just me, or that, you know, that's probably not what the Lord has, or that's too lofty, or that's too whatever. that can't be the Lord. Mm-hmm. The more I'm with him and the more I read about the Lord, I'm like, he's putting these dreams in my heart. Like, he's given me these dreams. He's given me the desires of my heart. He wants to give me the desires of my heart. So I told him about my wife, and she's like, no, this is like, do you think you could dream up something that create? Like, this is the Lord. He wants us to step out. And so I think a lot of times, I mean, more recently, I feel like when things seem like crazy, like the idea for us to move across California years ago, and then the idea to move all the way back felt crazy in my head. And it was like just wild enough to like, I feel like that is the Lord, like that's got, and things fall into place. And I feel like in those moments, as I step out just a little bit, I start getting just a picture opening up of like, okay, what's the next move? What's the next move? And it's kind of like, just I'll step out a little and trust the Lord that this is him. And he starts revealing like another piece of it. And the times where he's more of a lamp to your feet than he is like a light to the whole path thing.
Mm,
and,
you know, that's good.
So I think for me, that's how I feel like, I mean, other than just talking and asking him and reading in the word, a lot of times it takes stepping out. And when he meets me there, then I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to step out again. And then there's times I've tested it, stepped out. I'm like, okay, no, it's not the timing, or this isn't him, or this, you know, it's just, I don't beat myself up. I'm like, I tried, I stepped out. And I think the more you step out, the more he can trust you with things.
So that was an interesting statement. Yeah. The more you step out, the more he can trust you.
Yeah.
Wow. That's deep.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's good. I didn't have to think about that one. What would you say to somebody? Because there are people that are going to watch this or hear this that feel like they've got this big dream or thing from God. What would you just tell them to do?
I would say give it to him. It's just funny because I've just said like he gives it to us. But I think there's something. I love going on walks and just, it's like my time with the Lord, like go on a walk, just be by myself. It's a lot of those times are just me just like talking, just sharing, just kind of unloading, sometimes venting. And it just takes me just like, this is what I'm feeling, God. This is what I want to do. This is what I feel like you have. And like, is this you? Is this what's next? Is this what's next for my family? And it's just me like giving it to him. Like I'm going to give it to, and I'm going to choose not to worry, because I know for me, I will worry about everything. I will find things to worry about. And so I think for me, it's, I have to give it to him so that I won't worry about it. And so that I just trust in him. And my wife and I talk about it. We'll pray about it. So, I mean, it feels like such a simple, practical answer, but I think sometimes we overcomplicate our relationship with the Lord, and it's a relationship, and just, it means communicating, and it means talking, and it means sharing your heart.
Yeah, I think you're right. If that's true, if it's just a relationship with God, we put a lot of stuff in there that doesn't need to be in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's just talking to him and hanging out.
That's what he did with Adam, where, you know, really, and they just walked together and they hung out. And
yeah.
Just together. I mean, it does make things feel in my head a lot. I have to like make things almost dumb it down to like as simple as like, it's like, oh, why am I feeling this way? Oh, I just didn't like, I didn't hang out with the Lord today. And you know, it doesn't have to be this like, I don't have to go on this massive walk and just, this is my prayer time, you know, but like sometimes it's just pulling away or go to my closet and shut the door and just like be quiet and just, okay, Lord, here's where I am, you know.
Do you think that's something you have to be intentional about, or it doesn't happen?
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, I think anything that's meaningful, like that, you have to be intentional. You have to put down other distractions. You have to put down things and just make your mind up. Okay.
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing. I got this. I walked into this place yesterday, the store, and they were handing out free like pictures. And on the back of the picture, it said, had like a nice little quote or saying. And I got one that had, this is a picture of clouds on it. And then I was like, they were all hanging, and I just kind of like was vibing with the one with the clouds. I was like, oh, I'm just going to grab that. And I had no idea what to say on the back. And I like turned it around, and it said, set aside your phone for a while. And I was like, oh yeah, this is the one I should take. Like this is probably for me.
Yeah.
And I have it in my truck, and it's just like right there and reminding me to like, hey, put your phone down. Like just be intentional about your relationship with the Lord, your relationship with your wife, your relationship with your kids. Like, be intentional, be present.
It is a strange time that we're in that, and obviously it's probably going to continue because it's with us now. It's in my pocket. It's everywhere I go.
Right.
But, you know, up until 2009 or wherever I got this.
Yeah.
Thing,
yeah.
Now, wherever I go, I can be entertained.
Oh, yeah. It's
Is that a good thing?
I know. It's crazy.
I don't know if it is. I know. You know?
It's weird to have something that you can just pick up at any moment and just like have access to the whole world. And
right.
It's kind of creepy.
And maybe it's good just to just be quiet for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we're afraid to be quiet.
Probably.
Because it never happens. Constantly some sort of feedback is coming, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's always noise.
Right. Talk about stand in your love.
I mean, stand in your love changed my life. And
that was the biggie.
It was. It was the biggie. I mean, obviously, it like, was my first single. So it let everyone know who I am and that I do this. But it changed me in just how I write and how I am okay with how I write now that in a way that I wasn't always. And I mean, that like, it was one of the first songs in a while that I just wrote and it just sounded like, it just sounded like me. It sounded like, it came out just the way that I heard it in my head, if that makes sense. It sounded like, oh, a worship leader from North Carolina just wrote a song, just wrote a worship song, you know? And it just felt like that. It felt like that roots. And I wasn't, and I think I'd gone for years and tried to write songs, whether it be like worship songs for the church or just song or singer songwriter types. I tried to write songs that maybe would reach everyone and they would, and I would like kind of almost want to shave off any of my like culture off of them and just make them applicable to anyone. And I think in doing that, they weren't like authentic to just even who I was.
Mm.
And so when Stand in Your Love came, it was such like a, it's the way it is, the way it sounds, the way everything about it is like oozes who I am and where I'm from. When it was received so well, I mean, I think a lot of it was just like felt like this authentic thing that came from me. And so it just gave me permission, like, oh, I can just be myself. And people would rather, whether they don't like your style or not, people just want to see people being authentic in themselves. And so it changed just even the way I write that I feel comfortable just like, well, this is how this is coming out. So
do you think that, I mean, because, you know, talking about how being in his love and no fear can be there when you're in his love. Do you think a lot of people are dealing with fear?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you know? I think that's what people get hit with the most, I think.
Yeah.
I think fear and, I mean, I know like anxiety and panic has been a big weapon that the enemy's used towards people in the last few years. It feels like it's just ramped up. And so I think that's songs like that, messages like that have like really resonated with people more than anything, I think, in the last few years, because we just need to be reminded. And I mean, it goes back into what just being with the Lord, walking with the Lord, standing with him, standing in his love, like being like knowing who you are in him is how we can go against all that.
And who are we in Christ?
Yeah. We are sons and daughters. It feels like we're hovering all around the father thing. We talked about my father earlier. I think when we realize who we are in Christ, that we are sons and daughters and loved. Like I said earlier, like I didn't want to disappoint my dad. I didn't want to like do other things. It's just because of our love for him. And there's this confidence that comes in knowing who you are in Jesus, like knowing who I am in Jesus. It's like gets me through so much overthinking, so much, you know, I don't even know if I'm making sense, but yeah.
You know, I think that I love that motivation that I don't want to do something because I don't want to disappoint my dad, or this is why I'm being a good follower of Christ because I want to please God.
Yeah.
So much better than, well, there's a bunch of rules I have to follow.
Right. Like I'm scared to get something wrong.
Exactly.
And then get punished.
I'm going to get dinged for it.
Yeah, right. No, that never works. That never lasts.
Right.
And there's, I don't feel like the fruit that comes out of that is ever really awesome. But
the fruit.
The fruit.
It's kind of lame fruit.
Probably not the ripest fruits. But
yeah,
when it's done out of love and a respect and a honoring,
yeah,
you know, with my kids, I would rather them listen to me and obey, and or, you know, because they just love me and they respect me and their mother. And then just like, oh, I'm so scared that I'm not going to be able to do whatever, or this is going to get taken away from me, or, you know. So, yeah, it's really important.
It's good. What is God teaching you lately?
To trust him. There's like a long list, I think, if he's like, hey, this. I mean, I think a lot of it boils down to just like trusting him. And I feel like there's things on the horizon that I want to do, and the new things that I'm stepping out and going to be a part of here and there. And I get, like I said earlier, I get worry starts creeping in, and just like, how is this going to work, Lord? Or how am I going to do this? Or how are you going to take care of all this? When we move, who's going to be our neighbor's guide? I have all these things that I can worry about anything. And the Lord, I feel like, is constantly teaching me, like, just trust me. And just I always go back to, like, I just remind myself of all that he's done for me. And the evidence of his goodness all over my life. Look at there. I didn't even mean to do that. Just plugged it.
Nailed it.
but it's true. Like, yeah. When I think about, I mean, that's like, I have to, I'm very practical and simple. And I have to, like, turn around and look at, like, what has happened. Has he ever let you down? No. Have things happen always when you wanted them? No. But the Lord's, you know, he's on time. It's just not always when you think is the, you know. Somebody told me, he's like, the Lord's always on time. He's not always prompt, but he's on time. It's like, okay. And so, yeah, I think he's just teaching me to, like, just settle down and just trust him in those daily times with him. It builds faith. It builds trust. It builds relationship when you, I mean, like, my relationship with my wife is strong because I am with her daily. I talk to her daily. We have a relationship. I trust her. And, you know, so that's like the undergirding thing I'm always, like, learning more and more with the Lord, is just trust him. Just,
I think that's good, you know, thinking about how God has provided in the past, or how he's come through for you. My wife and I, several years ago, started this little 3-ring binder of things that God had done it. And most of it was financial. Like, it was like we were given this, or this was provided, or that was provided. But whenever I'm like, I need a little faith, I kind of cracked that sucker open.
That's
like,
so good, yeah.
He did come through in this point, and he came in, you know, through there too.
I love that. I need to start doing that. That's great. That's great. We have those, and we have like a thing. We'll write down like just even words that maybe we've been given, or encouraging words and whatever that we've been given over the past. And
that's cool.
They have like that have ended up helping us through a season, or ending up like kind of like people just giving us words like, I feel like I see you doing this. And now, and then we are, and it's like, we put that down like, oh my gosh, remember when the Lord like used someone that we trusted to like just build faith in us and encourages us. And here's who I see you called to be. And we didn't believe it back then, but now we look and see what we're doing. And yeah, it's just reminding ourselves of his faithfulness and his goodness. Just
that's awesome.
Can carry.
I love that. What's bringing you joy?
Well, I mean, my kids always bring me joy. Well, not always. Today was a great day of kids bringing you joy, just because I had the morning. My kids are homeschool. They get to be home, and I get to, you know, we get to hang out and take them. I took my wife and my son were gone this morning, so it was just me and my daughter. And I didn't tell her we planned on getting her a bike for her birthday, but she didn't know, and she just thought maybe she's gonna get it the day of. Anyway, so I was like, I told her, I was like, we're gonna go. Me and you are gonna go out today. We're gonna have a date. And she's like, okay. So we got in the car, and she was like, where are we going? And I was like, we gotta go to Walmart first. And so we went to Walmart, and I just walked her back to the bikes, and I was like, all right, we're getting you a bike today. And she's like, what? And just, you know,
that's fun,
going nuts.
Yeah.
And so I bought her, because I was like, I could surprise her, but then I'm like, I want it to be something that she picks out and wants. And so I got so much joy out of just getting her a bike today. She hadn't had a bike hadn't had a new bike in years, but that was something big. But other than that, music and golf. Golf. I mean, I'm not great, but I just love
it. You enjoy it.
I enjoy it. It brings me a lot of joy.
Yeah.
But
That's awesome.
And living in the South.
You like living in the South?
Oh, I just love being back in with the humidity and the fireflies. And it's just amazing.
The humidity. I didn't expect that.
I know. I honestly, I didn't miss the humidity when I was in California. And then when I would come to visit and I'd always think, ugh, I'm so glad I don't live in this humidity anymore. And then there was something that happened last year when I was visiting. The only thing I ever went to do last year was I came to Nashville to record my album. And I remember just being here and just one night I'm sitting outside and I see fireflies and it's just humid and nasty. And I just thought, I miss this so much. And I was like, I just want my kids to grow up like catching fireflies and with some humidity like I did. It's great for your skin. It's just, you know, I don't know. It's just, that was like when the Lord like put the little thing in my heart where it's like, oh, I think I want to move back. Yeah. So I just drive around in my truck out here and just thank the Lord for fireflies and humidity.
There you go. Humidity and fireflies. The keys to life. Humidity and fireflies.
Yeah. Not humility. Humidity.
Humidity. Exactly. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.